Welcome to the next episode of Gossip Girls. We are your hosts. I'm Amelia.
And I'm Jess.
And in today's episode, we will be doing our usual weekly WSL roundup. We'll be talking about the return of Macario for Chelsea, the Euros qualifying groups, and yeah, just all the stuff that's happened since last episode. Now let's get started.
So to kick us off with the WSL weekly roundup, we've got obviously a huge one. Arsenal sold out again, which is just it just makes me really happy. Like, I can't, obviously I'm not going to complain. Like, it's really good. Obviously the women, like, obviously it's always just been like the men to do that. And like seeing that the women's are now doing that, it's just like, it's made me proud.
Yeah.
That's what I can say.
And I saw something that said that because it was the men's Manchester derby the same day. And obviously the stadium for that was smaller. But I saw something that said that more people were at the Arsenal Tottenham game than were at the men's Manchester derby.
Yeah.
And I just think that's amazing, just like that statistic.
Yeah, I know. It was just like, oh, it's just really, really, really nice to hear. And obviously, Arsenal won Tottenham 1-0 with Alessia Russo goal. How do we feel about that?
Yeah. I wish they beat them by more than 1-0. I just like goals during a game.
I just like goals.
I just like the celebrating. But yeah, obviously happy that Arsenal won. Sorry, yeah. 20 Tottenham fans.
Yeah, we can't complain. Obviously, we did have quite a few shots on target, so maybe like we were expecting more. But if it wasn't meant to be, it's fine. Yeah. I can't complain because we still won, which is obviously a big, big bonus. Next, we've got the Man United, and they played West Ham, and they drew 1-1, didn't they?
Yeah, shock.
Big, big shock. Was it Tooney who scored?
It was Vivian Assay for West Ham. I think that's how you pronounce her name. Sorry if I've absolutely butchered that. but, yeah, that takes Manchester United 9 points behind third place. I think it's kind of shocking considering they finished second last season.
Yeah, I know.
That, like, they're now 9 points behind the top three. So that's not very good for them, but positive for West Ham because it takes them further out of relegation area.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, maybe we were expecting more from Man United, but it just maybe just wasn't their day, or maybe West Ham were just having a really, really, really good day and they were just playing really good.
I think West Ham have been on quite good form recently, actually.
Yeah.
I think their signings in the winter transfer window really helped the team, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Because obviously a few weeks ago, they beat Arsenal, which it's obviously not nice for Arsenal, but it's really, really good for them beating those teams who were in, like, in the top five is really, really, really good for them.
Yeah, good for them, bad for us.
carrying on from that, we've got Liverpool who went up against Aston Villa. Liverpool winning with a 4-1. I don't really know what to say about this game. I feel like obviously Aston Villa haven't been doing the best on what they probably have been doing for like past seasons. And obviously Liverpool...
Yeah,
I know they're not also in the top five, but I don't know, it was quite a difficult game. I feel like they're very, very, very similar kind of teams, but obviously Liverpool got the better straw for that game and obviously beat them 4-1.
Yeah, so, I think that people have definitely been shocked by Aston Villa's performance in the this season. But yeah, I think Liverpool, they're currently in fifth. So I think that even though it kind of it seems surprising. It shouldn't really have been, because I think Liverpool have been performing amazingly this season. And the one goal that Aston Villa scored was actually from the penalty spot. So it wasn't even like the goal they scored was just them kind of working to get it into the goal.
Yeah, exactly. This game shocked me. Did you watch the highlights for this? I watched the highlights for this, the Brighton and Bristol City
one. I did watch the highlights for this, but the score shocked me.
The score has really, really shocked me. I couldn't even tell you what way it was going to go. Like, if it was like before the game, who do you think is going to win? I would have been like, oh, no idea. Yeah. It could go either way. It could have been like a 3-2 or like a 3-3 or like a 1-1. But 7-3, that's like... like, you don't expect it from a team like Brighton. But then obviously Bristol did get 3 goals as well, which is obviously such a good, like...
Yeah.
Like, that is a lot of goals for a game, but 7, that's, like, crazy.
7's quite intense. I should have gone to that match, honestly, considering I just love the goals.
I know, you should have.
But, like, 10 goals in one match is insane.
I know, that's, like... I can't even figure out how many... How many... Is that, like, a goal, like, per, like, 10 minutes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much,
a goal... A goal every 10 minutes, kind of,
if you were at that game, you would not get bored.
Wow. No. Must have been so exciting.
I know.
But, yeah, really good for Brighton. Moves them 8 points clear of relegation, which is, which is really good for them.
Always nice.
They're kind of a more bottom of the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Give them a bit more kind of security in their space.
Yeah.
On to kind of things relating to the WSL. This week, we've had a few kind of milestones that have been achieved. So, Bunny Shaw has scored 15 goals in just 14 games. Like, that's insane.
That's, like, insane.
That's so... It's so good. And I think she's been such a key star for Man City.
Yeah.
That I think that statistic is just, like, incredible. And if I was a Man City fan, I'd be loving that.
I'd be on the moon. I'd be living life. I wouldn't be complaining. Like, going easy. Flowing with the breeze.
Yeah. Mm. And then also Beth Mead, love her, has become the first person in the WSL with 40 assists for just one club. Really proud of her. Obviously,
gives
she's my favourite player.
It gives me goosebumps.
And that's just like incredible. 40 assists is, I think, obviously it helps. She's been at Arsenal for a long time and she hasn't moved around a lot in comparison to other players. But yeah, it's crazy that that's only just happened, considering there have been players who have stayed at clubs for a long time before.
And saying that she also had a year out as well. Like other players, other clubs could have easily overtaken, but she's just too good.
She's too good. And on from that, there's been a contract extension, not Beth Mead, sadly, but the Manchester City manager has extended his contract until 2027. People seem to really like him, actually, in comparison to, obviously, there's a lot of hate for people like Mark Skinner and... some other managers of clubs. So I think they'll be happy with that. It's probably nice for the players to think they're going to have continuity and they're not going to have another manager come in. Obviously, I'm sure he's really happy that he gets to stay.
Yeah. It's like, obviously, like, when you do get a new manager, you're going to have to, like, work around them and learn new skills and, like, learn them as a whole new person. And it is really nice to just stick to the manager that you used to. And with Man City doing amazing, obviously just shows that what he's putting in is paying off.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think he's been managing them really well.
Exactly.
Kind of on from the WSL to cup games and things, Arsenal have made it into the Conti Cup final after a very convincing
4-0
against Aston Villa, which was amazing. I think for it to be that scoreline in the semi-final is kind of crazy.
Crazy. It was.
I was very happy.
Yeah.
Just got to
go. It was a really good game. It was just really nice to obviously clean sheet. Great of Manu. The goals were really good. Obviously, Stina Blackstenius, hat trick. It was just really nice. And then obviously Frieda as well. You're trying to ruin what I'm talking about here. You're interrupting me.
Sorry, I don't mean to. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'll stop singing.
And then obviously Leah Williamson as well. Starting.
Mm.
But being captain. And that was her first game back at Boreham Wood.
It was, wasn't it?
Seeing her walking
led
out.
The team out.
Oh, it just gave me shivers.
I wish I was there. As we're recording this, the Manchester City and Chelsea match is happening. So I think it'll be interesting to see, obviously,
Happens while we're recording.
But I think that, both of those teams are going to be incredibly difficult to play.
Yeah.
My mum said to me yesterday, she said, who do you want them to play in the final, Man City or Chelsea? And I said, neither, please. At the point of recording, it is currently 1-0 Chelsea, goal by Lauren James in the 8th minute.
No way, I didn't even know. No way.
Yeah. Which is crazy considering it's home. Like, Man City have the home advantage.
Do know my answer. I think I want Chelsea to... I don't want them to win, but I want them to play against Arsenal because obviously Man City are just doing really good. I know that Chelsea are at the top of the league, but now that they've got quite a few players with injury, I just feel like we have more hope beating them. And obviously we played against them in the final last year and we did win. And obviously the last time we played...
hope in the loosest sense of the word.
And obviously the last time we played Chelsea, we beat them 4-1. We beat them 4-1 last
time. True, that is true.
I think we have a good chance against them.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. Either way, it'll be a really good match. I'm going to keep updating Jess, just like live updates.
Jess's
live reaction.
Please, thank you.
Moving on quite nicely from Jess talking about Chelsea having a lot of injuries. This week, we saw the return of Chelsea player Katarina.
You're gonna forget the name. I feel so bad for like not being able to pronounce her name.
Macario.
Okay. We're really, really sorry. We're really sorry. If she ever listens to this, we're really sorry.
I'm just gonna start that segment again. Moving on nicely from what Jess was saying about Chelsea and how they have a lot of injuries, this week we saw the return of Chelsea player Katarina Macario.
Yeah.
We have struggled pronouncing this name a bit in recording, so if it's wrong, we're really sorry. And if I guess it wrong when I'm saying it, please just ignore me. Like, just pretend that I said it correctly. So she has returned from an ACL injury. She has been out for 20 months with injury. So it's 641 days without playing. and she's gone 644 days without scoring, which is such a long amount of time.
A long time. I just want to know, like, I haven't actually watched, who did she play against while she tore her ACL? Because I don't think, I've never watched it. Like, I've never actually seen her do her actual injury.
It was when she was playing for Leon.
Leon, yes, it was Leon.
I want to say it was their final match, and I think it was against Paris Saint-Germain.
Probably. Anyway, I never saw that.
It was their final match, though.
I feel like I just, like, obviously, it must have been such a bad injury being out for 20 months. Yeah. And obviously, we're used to seeing ACL, like, people like being out for what, 9 months, double that.
Yeah,
that's like double insane. That
and more, like,
yeah,
it's insane. And that's, like, genuinely where I could not be a footballer, because if I was injured and I was out for 20 months, I'd have given up. I'd have been that. Like, it's not meant to be. It's not meant to be.
It's not meant to be.
I'm just gonna quit.
It's not meant to be.
Pack my bags and I'm gonna quit. Obviously, very nicely, she didn't quit, and amazing performance football that she didn't quit, because we would have, as we just said. So she actually signed for Chelsea in July while she was still recovering from her injury.
Yeah.
That was her injury was in 2022. And Emma Hayes spoke after she scored her goal, and she said that it's really nice to have her back, and that she said that she's leaving Chelsea a super player. So that's really nice. And
that's really, really nice to hear.
They knew there would be some steps back before they could take steps forward. But I think as a player, for her, it must have been really nice to know that even while she was injured, she was still wanted, and that kind of didn't diminish her playing quality in the eyes of Chelsea.
Yeah, exactly. And as she's such a young player, she's only 24. Like, having to go through that at such a young age, like, doing something that you love and being out for 20 months, but then, like, it just must have, like, given her reassurance to know that she still wanted to, like... Mm-hmm. Chelsea wanted her, and like, she did still have a chance. It must have given her a lot of reassurance.
Yeah. When she spoke after the match, she said, "It was really fun, honestly. Finally, I'm able to be back on the pitch, and it just felt like a dream come true, not only to be back from injury, but to play for Chelsea for the first time." And I think that it's kind of, the fact that this was her first time playing for Chelsea has kind of always been overshadowed by the fact that she's come back from an ACL injury. But to score in her first match is insane. Amazing alone, let alone being her return from injury. So it must have just been the dream return for her. Like, it doesn't get much better than that, really, does it?
No, I remember watching the highlights for it, and I was like, because I didn't actually watch the game, I just watched the highlights, and I was like, wow, like, was just like a feeling, and it was like a good goal. Like, she was like moving about from the defenders. Yeah. Like it was a power on that ball straight past the goalie, and it goes so good.
Yeah, and I think she'd only been on for like 6 minutes or something.
Yeah, she got subbed on. She wasn't on for long.
She scored in the 78th minute, which, like, it's quite a late goal, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah. And she plays for the USA. She's American, so it's kind of especially doubly good news for Emma Hayes, because obviously she's going to be leaving Chelsea at the end of the season to go and work with the US women's national team. So when she takes over in June, I think it is. Doubly good news for her. She's got a return of a player for Chelsea and a return of a player for the US team that she can potentially call up.
It is really, really nice.
It's been a great day.
Not like missing out on, like, for Emma Hayes, like, missing out on this new player, but then also for her, like, having a coach, Emma Hayes, and then, like, imagine if she didn't go to, like, America and you're back for a couple of months and she leaves, knowing that she's going to go to her home country and play with Emma Hayes, like, the coach and the manager that she is, like, she's done so, so good for Chelsea. And I think that's going to give her a lot of ease, knowing that she could just... She's going to get sick of her now.
She's going to be like, I'm sick of your face. Please leave.
Just go.
Just go. Yeah. So, obviously, that was a really good thing. We've talked quite a lot on the podcast about ACL injuries. Most of the time, quite in slightly depressing ways. So it's always nice to be able to talk about someone returning, particularly with a return like that.
Of course, of course. Following on, we're going to go on to the most I think it's the most exciting thing that's happened this week. The Euros qualify draw has been done. And... knowing that the Euros are coming back, the Euros was like the best of my life, and knowing that I get to relive that again just like brings so much happiness for me.
When I tell you I cannot wait for next summer, like,
oh my God.
I just can't wait. I just cannot wait.
Oh, it's going to be so, so good. And like, we're going to be 18, so we're going to be living our best lives by then. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be, it's going to be so, so good.
I just can't wait. And I, obviously, as someone who's English, I hope that the Lionesses retain their trophy. So it will be fun, but also it might be very stressful.
It's going to be the stressful time in my life. Like, I don't know how I'm going to go through that without...
Like, the World Cup was stressful enough.
I know.
And we've never won the World Cup. Oh,
that's a sore subject. We can go past that now. Let's leave that
behind us. We just wanted to go, didn't say that.
That's behind us. That's behind us. She got picked up.
We left that in summer of 2024.
She got thrown.
Yeah. Yeah. She tried to come with us to 2024. We didn't let her.
We said no. We said absolutely not.
No, thank you.
Anyway, so with the draws, I know there's obviously Group C, Group B, and Group A. But obviously, I think our main attention is on Group A, which...
Obviously. No offence to anyone in Group B or C.
No offence.
Our main attention is on
Group A. Yeah.
Obviously.
So, obviously. So England, we have drawn... France, Sweden, and Republic of Ireland. How do we feel?
Well, we wanted to get Republic of Ireland because, as an Arsenal fan, we want to see Kate McCabe against the Lionesses.
I don't think I've ever wanted to see something so much in my life.
It's not even just the rest of the Republic of Ireland team. I just want to see Kate McCabe against them. The rest of the group, I've seen people describe it as the death group.
I saw that. I was like, I don't really know how to think about that. Like, I do kind of agree, but like, let's just get rid of that word, okay?
Yeah.
Let's replace it with something new.
We're hoping it's not the death group. It definitely is a hard group,
considering
that France, England, and Sweden were all in the semis of the Euros last year. I think.
Well, we played. We played Sweden in the semi-final.
Yeah, we did. With Alessia's back heel, we did.
Oh, I remember. I dream about that in my sleep.
Dream about that. Some edits I see of that. I've gone off on such a tangent here, but. Some of those edits, like, I honestly live for edits of the Euros.
They just feed my happiness.
And I also live for edits to the Taylor Swift song Long Live.
Nice, 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 nice.
Like, the Euros one of that and the Matildas one of that. honestly, like, I sometimes during the day I just think I need to pick me up, and I just
people out there who make these edits. People who make these edits, you have a real talent, and I thank you for it.
Yeah, you said it once, and we'll say it many more times.
Yeah,
you're doing God's work. You're doing God's work.
Forget about the king. Forget about the government. You, I just.
You are the ruler of this land.
You were it. You were it. You're like, you're it. Okay, we've got Prime Minister. We got Lotta Wibbermoy as Prime Minister, and then we got the editors out there as like controlling the whole country.
And Mackenzie Arnold as Minister of Defence.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Exactly. Okay, we've gone so far from what we actually
really sorry about. That was it's really amazing. Funny though.
But let's circle back to the Euro qualifying groups. Rewind.
All right, now we're back. Now we've just forgotten about all of that. Sorry, we got a bit sidetracked there. Yeah. I am going to read out the other League A teams that we've got going on. First, we've got Netherlands, Italy, Norway, Finland. Tight team. That is like a...
Yeah.
That's like a...
I mean, not quite group of death, but still tight.
Still tight. Who do you think? Who do you think is going to qualify for that?
I think it will be the Netherlands and Italy, actually.
Yeah. I do think that so as well. I mean, obviously, they've just been doing really, really good. And
yeah, they're both really strong teams. I'd be really, 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 really gobsmacked if the Netherlands don't qualify.
As European champions themselves, I will be shocked they did not get through.
Yes, me too. Exactly.
And then, obviously, we've got Group A2. We've got Spain, Denmark, Belgium, and Shrek. Not Shrek. Shrek.
I apologise to anyone from Czechia. Again, I apologise because that was not okay, Jess.
Okay, obviously out of all those countries, they are amazing, but you can't really fault Spain for being...
I'm still laughing at that. But yeah, Spain are 100% going to qualify.
They're world champions. They are world champions. They just won the Nations League.
Something's gone wrong if they don't qualify.
No. Like, I'm gonna rewind again. I'm going to be like, let's start this whole thing over.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's going to be a rewind.
Exactly. Obviously, Group A3, we already know. Been there, done that. Group A4, we've got Germany, Austria, Iceland, and Poland. That's also... I feel like there could be maybe some Germany and Austria kind of...
I do think that is one of the easier groups.
Yeah, I think it is quite an easy group. Obviously...
Again, not the death group.
No.
So I do think that, yeah, I think that is one of the easier ones. I think particularly for Germany, who are a strong team, they've just qualified for the Olympics. I think, yeah. I don't think Spain have that hard a group either.
No, yeah, exactly.
Obviously, Germany, Austria might give them a bit of a hard time, and Denmark and Belgium for Spain. But I think that, yeah, we definitely have the death group.
Yeah. And obviously England last Euro saw Germany in the final, so I want to see where they get throughout this. if they get to the final again, if they get to the semi-final.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So I think for qualifying, it's the top two teams from each group qualify, and then the third and fourth teams, there's then playoffs. I don't know if it, I think it's just in the group. I actually don't know whether it's just in the groups or whether it's the third and fourth teams from all the groups, because I don't know how many actually qualify. But yeah, so even if like people aren't in the top two, there is still a chance of them qualifying. So all hope is not lost.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. While we are still on the topic of the England and the whole Euros, let's talk about the international break. How did you find that?
Yes, let's I loved it.
Every single time I get that Instagram like notification saying, look who's arrived, I'm like, oh, hold on. Oh, hold on. Who's here? It's the girls. They've arrived.
They always break their A game with their arrival fits. Can we just say, please?
I feel like I could go through them all. They're just so nice.
We could be here for absolute years talking about these.
Yeah.
But they all bring their A game.
They really do.
Blanket, well done to the Lionesses, because as someone who loves a bit of fashion, you really made me happy.
You've got the approval from me and Amelia.
Yeah. Not that you need our approval, but well done.
Well done, I guess. You don't really need our approval. Obviously we just played friendlies. Sorry for that bang. Obviously we just played friendlies because sadly we didn't make it through to the Nations League. But we did play friendlies against Austria, which we're rewinding memes, that's in the past as well. We gotta forget about it.
It's so sad.
I know.
It's really sad.
It's really, really, really sad. Like,
it actually brings me to the verge of tears thinking about that match against Scotland with Lucy Bronze. And no, I can't talk about it. We're moving on. Not talking about it.
Oh my God. Anyway, that's like...
We're actually not talking about it. I actually will cry and I'm not crying on podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. Austria beat them 7-1. No. That is the England that I need to see during the Euros qualify, okay?
Yes, please.
And by then, we'll have Leah Williamson, we'll have Millie Bright back. We're going to be... Sensational.
Top form.
I'm predicting the future and I'm just seeing England just like, go.
Just like, I've suddenly turned into a future predictor and I can see in my magic ball.
Let me do your palm reading and I'm reading it.
I can visualise it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, so for the goal scorers for that game, we had Alessia Russo 2 times. Beautiful. Smashed it. Grace Clinton, debut. Woo! Debut and a goal.
Ah! She absolutely slayed that.
And it was like, it was a great old little like head.
It was so good. And like, she should be so proud.
So proud. Like, she did so good that game. And like, if I was a player, that is like the dream game. Debut and a goal. Stunning. Yeah, Beth Mead, 2 goals as well. Love to see it. I love seeing her score for England again. It just like warms my heart.
It makes me emotional.
It really does. Jess Carter, great goal. We saw a little Alessia Russo.
Oh, amazing goal.
at Kiel again. We did another rewind and we went back to the Euros against Sweden. Then.
She didn't seem that happy with it. And I was like, Jess, come on. Do you need to watch the playback?
As a defender who doesn't score that often, this girl should be more happy.
Yeah.
I would love to rewind and get her a better reaction.
Rewind.
Yeah. Rachel Daly, she got subbed on a bit later throughout the game. Came on, goal in. Like, can't complain.
Instant impact.
And then a few days later, we had Italy, which I feel like a lot of us, we were a bit worried for that game, because Italy are quite strong. They are a strong team, but I mean, we did great, so I honestly can't complain again.
Slade.
I know we got a lot of Wubbermoy.
A lot of Wubbermoy. First goal for England. Snaps for you.
This is what I needed. She was so happy. Like, seeing that smile on her face, like, it was just lovely.
I was watching it and I turned to my friend and I said, I think that was a lot of women white first goal for England. And it's just amazing.
I loved it. And then also Hempo twice, Tooney and a Rachel Daly goal again. Stunning.
I'm really proud of everyone.
Yeah, I need these games. I need these girls and these games in the Euros, please.
I need some Wembley action, please and thank you.
Yeah, please. That's what I need. Right now.
Get me to Wembley right now. So obviously we're very enthusiastic about this. Very enthusiastic today. On to question of the episode. We have a few answers from last week's question, which was, what's your fave goal of the second half of the season so far? Yeah. Obviously, I said Chloe Kelly's Olympico, and Jess obviously said Bibbs. Right now, we know that Jess is always going to choose Bibbs. Always.
Every single answer is always Viv.
We had a few answers say Viv, much to Jess's happiness. A couple of people said Hempo's scorpion kick, which I think we mentioned because obviously that was amazing.
It was so good.
And then I was thinking about it and I was thinking about LJ did a really good one, Lauren Jones did a really good one against Brighton in the match recently, where it kind of got like delivered into the box and she just hit it as it like fell down and it was a gorgeous goal. Do you have any updates or is it still Viv?
I think it's still Viv. It was just such a good goal. And I know that I know that's biased to me to choose it, but I can't. I did love, also sticking to Arsenal, I did love the, it's not in the league, but when Arsenal played against Reading and Leah Williamson right over the head towards Beth Mead.
I really liked that.
That's probably one of my favourite goals from Beth.
Honestly, it was so good. That whole match was amazing.
That whole match was insane, like impeccably insane. So good.
Impeccable. Impeccable.
Going on to now, question of the episode. We need to get a song for this. It's not that exciting without a song. Next episode.
It's not, I know it's a bit boring. We can't keep singing. I know we said last episode we'd have a jingle for you. But
sorry for our singing voices. They're not the best. We might have one next episode. Watch us next episode. Just keep singing. Yeah, watch this next episode. We're going to come along like...
And we're going to apologise again for not having a jingle.
But, yeah, you know, sorry about
we'll
that.
We'll get there eventually.
But the question of the week is, who do you guys think will win the league? Tough question.
Yeah, obviously, tough question. But obviously, it's kind of coming to the end of the season now. There's less chance of there being a lot of movement. Obviously, there still is. But... Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of coming more. People can start to make actual decisions as to who they think it's going to be. I personally think it's going to be Manchester City.
I think that they've just...
Even though Chelsea are currently top of the table, I just think that Man City are just, like, on fire recently.
They're on fire.
I really think they can win. I do.
Yeah.
I really think they can win it.
Yeah. You have an answer where it's like, I know who I want to win, but then you have an answer where it's like, I know who most likely is going to win. And that I think it will be Man City. Obviously, I do want Arsenal, which there's still a possibility. You know, I'm not going to give up hope. I'm not going to give up hope, but... Man City just fire.
I've given up hope slightly. I have given up hope slightly, but I would be happy with a Man City win. I would.
Yeah, no, same. Absolutely.
Obviously, I think for Chelsea it would be nice for Emma Hayes, but they've won so much that they can afford
to. She's just used to it now. She's going to be like, oh, another one. Another one.
She doesn't need another trophy. She doesn't need one. Another one. Yeah, so yeah, please send in your answers and we'll read some out next episode. Yeah, so that's all we have time for today, sadly. Yeah, so I hope you've enjoyed the episode. Any final words, Jess?
Sorry for our singing, sorry for our, like, going off of topic. We get too excited about these things. It just leads off somewhere. Yeah. We get distracted.
We're quite enthusiastic. But, yes, I hope you've enjoyed the episode and we will see you next time. Thank you for listening. We have been your hosts. I've been Amelia.
And I've been Jess.
And this has been Gossip Girls.
Bye! Bye.